It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.
And again, we are going to review this game, but first, let's go places with the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. And the main stuff that's going on out of town, the Padres do play tonight at home against the Colorado Rockies, the third-place team in the West, the San Diego Padres. But the trading deadline is tomorrow, and now, what, 21 hours, 1 o'clock Pacific time tomorrow. There was a report that came out earlier that the Padres were about to acquire Max Scherzer from the Nationals. Then Ken Rosenthal came out with another report saying that sources say other teams are still trying to top the Padres' offers and still acquire Max Scherzer. So we haven't heard anything other than it seems that the Padres are close to acquiring Max Scherzer, the veteran right-hander from the Washington Nationals. That the Yankees appear to have acquired Anthony Rizzo, first baseman of the Cubs, and that they'll put Rizzo at first base at Yankee Stadium. Of course, they yesterday acquired Joey Gallo, and so that's a couple of big left-handed boppers to put in Yankee Stadium, the house that this is not Ruth's house, actually, but built in a similar fashion, that's for sure, with the home run porch still out there in right field. Jeff Passan of ESPN reporting that the Dodgers were finalizing a deal to acquire left-hander Danny Duffy from the Kansas City Royals. He's currently on the injured list with a flexor strain, but is expected to return. And he might be a starter, but maybe also could end up pitching in a high-leverage, multi-inning relief role for the Dodgers. So those are some of the deals. Brad Hand was acquired from the Washington Nationals by the Toronto Blue Jays in another deal that was reported. So, there you go. That's the latest updates on the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard trade deadline edition. Giants over the Dodgers, 5-0. Time now for the Honda highlights. Wondering what makes Honda so special? Ask anyone who owns a Honda, and they'll tell you about the legendary dependability, the great gas mileage, and the incredible lease offers you can get right now at your NorCal Honda dealer. For more information, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. Johnny Cueto, who, as Mike Kruko was mentioning, has had a history of a lack of success against the Dodgers in this ballpark for some reason. But he went out. He was a man on a mission, retired the Dodgers in order in the first inning. And then the Giants came up against the veteran, David Price, and he was wild. After Austin Slater hit the first pitch of the game from Price, deep to left center, it was caught on the warning track by A.J. Pollock. But then Flores drew a walk. Yastrzemski was next, and he walked. And with two down, Donovan Solano walked, bases loaded, and just off the injured list, trying to deliver the big hit was Brandon Crawford. Now the one strike offering. Swinging the ground ball right past third. It's a fair ball. Headed down the left field line. Flores scores. Yastrzemski right behind him. He scores. Solano to third. And it's a stand-up double for Brandon Crawford, who delivers in his first at-bat off the injured list. Not a classic swing. It was kind of an awkward-looking swing. But he pounded that one down and right along the third base line. And I think significantly, he just went with it. Yeah, so a nice hitting there by Brandon Crawford, his 16th double of the year. That gives him 60 runs batted in. The Giants were back at him in the second inning, and it was Johnny Cueto who got a hit. Cueto bouncing one high over the head of the pitcher, David Price, and by the time it was fielded by Max Muncy, just behind the pitcher's mound, Cueto had crossed first base. Slater then hit into a force play, so it was the very fast Austin Slater at first as Wilmer Flores got a two-out RBI. Now there's a shot, right center field. It is heading into the gap, and it's going to get in there. Base hit, it will roll all the way to the wall. Slater running with two strikes and two outs will go all the way around and score a double for Wilmer Flores. They just launched one right into the gap in right center. It hit the big Visa sign on the wall in front of the visiting bullpen out there near the 415. Yeah, so 3-0 Giants, three RBIs coming with two out hits. And they kept to that theme in the fourth inning. This time it was Tyro Estrada who reached on an error by Chris Taylor. And with one out, Johnny Cueto laid down a bunt very expertly and moving him into scoring position for Austin Slater.
1-2, the pitch. Slater lines this one to center, sinking fast. It's going to get down for a base hit. Estrada coming around third. He'll score. Slater comes through with the two-out, two-strike hit. It's 4-0 Giants.
Yeah, so all four of those runs knocked in with two-out hits. Meanwhile, the Dodgers were being dispatched. They got one man into scoring position in the third, and that was with two down. And Cueto retired Taylor on a ground ball to short. And then they got a leadoff single in the fifth inning from A.J. Pollock, and with one out, he was still at first base as Pujols struck out, and that brought up the left-handed hitting Billy McKinney.
First pitch swing, Billy McKinney, ground ball to first, backhanded by Ruff. He goes to second one, Crawford back to first, Cueto covering on the bag in time. It's a double play and beautifully turned. Dodgers want to take a look. Billy McKinney is shaking his head. And let's wait and get word from the Dodgers replay room. I think the Giants turned it, but we'll see. And, yeah, they did.
Yeah, so that was one of two double plays turned by the Giants, and Crawford was involved in both of them, starting the double play on a ground ball hit by Albert Pujols in the second inning. And then he was the man in the middle having to hit that moving target, Cueto covering first base. Very beautifully done on both ends of that one in the fifth inning. Then in the last of the fifth inning, the man who started that double play, Darren Ruff, came up with one out, nobody on, against Phil Bickford, who just came in from the bullpen to face him.
Second pitch to Ruff, a line drive into the gap in right center field, hit hard, and it's going to roll and roll almost all the way out to 415, all the way out into that eighth archway. Here comes big Darren Ruff, rumbling around second, heading for third, and he's in there standing. It's a triple for Darren Ruff. Just a low bullet. He hit it so dang hard that it went all the way to the wall.
104 miles an hour off the bat of Darren Ruff. And that, in his big league career, gives him a grand total of two triples. The last one was hit, I think it was 9 years ago. And I'm just going to take a guess that he probably had to slide into third on that one. This one, the stand-up triple. The Giants, however, could not get him home. There were a couple of automatic walks given later in that inning, one to Crawford and one to Lamont Wade Jr., who was just inserted as a pinch hitter. So they gave him the free pass as well. And then Bickford got out of trouble. Into the sixth inning, and that was the inning where Johnny Cueto got into some trouble. And with one out, he got ahead of Matt Beatty, left-handed hitter, with two quick strikes, but ended up losing him a walk. Taylor then hit a ball very hard that hit the mound and skipped hard to the second baseman Solano. Hit hard enough to be a double play, 104 miles an hour off the bat of Taylor. But Solano was not able to field it cleanly. He was able to recover after the ball popped off his glove and get the lead runner, Beatty, at second. So they got the one out, but not the inning-ending double play. So the inning continued with two down, and Max Muncy followed with a single left, and then Justin Turner with a very long battle against Cueto. And finally, on the 11th pitch, he walked. And the bases were loaded. And Bellinger was coming up, the possible tying run. Now, Cueto had retired him twice. But Harleen Garcia, the left-hander, was getting ready in the bullpen. He's had a great history of success against Bellinger. And a great history this year against left-handers in general. And so, the move was made. Harleen Garcia came on. He got strike one, strike two, and this was the 0-2 pitch to Bellinger.
Bases loaded, two down. The two-strike pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. And a big fist pump from Harleen Garcia. One of his biggest moments as a Giant. He strikes out the cleanup hitter, Bellinger, with the bases loaded. And the Giants keep the Dodgers off the board. Man, was that good work from Garcia. so. The Dodgers threatened.
Yeah, indeed it was. The Dodgers would never get another base runner in this game. The Giants' bullpen was perfection. Garcia getting that out. Leon, three up and three down with two strikeouts in the seventh. Rogers struck out the side in the eighth inning. And then McGee, three up, three down in the ninth inning. Meanwhile, the Giants would get another run with another two-out hit. Solano had singled in the seventh inning. And with two down, there was Lamont Wade Jr., who had come on in the fifth inning and then stayed in to play left field. And he was up there facing the left-hander, Victor Gonzalez. He had never had a hit against Gonzalez or any other left-hander in his major league career. So here is Lamont Wade Jr. He swings and he hammers one. Left center field into the gap. That's his first ever hit against a left-hander. Goes to the wall, coming around third, Solano. Being waved home, the relay by Taylor. Too late. Solano scores all the way from first, and Lamont Wade Jr. not only gets his first ever big league hit against a lefty, it was against the Dodgers, and it knocks in a run. 5-0 Giants. Yeah, and with apologies to Brandon Crawford, who may clearly have had the Giants hit of the game, under the circumstances, we'll give that to Lamont Wade Jr., the Giants hit of the game, sponsored by Pig in a Pickle, home of the best barbecue in the Bay Area. Visit them at piginapickle.com or in Corte Madera today. Finally, for the ninth inning, it was Jake McGee with a five-run lead, but big hitters for the Dodgers. Muncy, whom he got on a first-pitch ground ball to Crawford. Turner, whom he got on a fly ball to center. And finally, Cody Bellinger. McGee delivers. Swung on a slow bouncer up the first base side to Ruff. He takes it to the bag, and the ball game is over. And the Giants, for the second time in 3 days, beat L.A. to take the series. And the Dodgers will leave town back to three games behind the Giants. Yeah, and that's the way it turned out. Cueto, who was brilliant, and he gets his seventh win of the year. And then the bullpen was just a lights out, retiring the last 10 Dodgers in a row. Price taking his first loss of the year. And the player we give credit to for stellar performance, we're going to give it to both Cueto for his great start and Brandon Crawford, his return from the injured list and that two-run double, and also being involved in the middle of two inning-ending double plays when the Dodgers were still just trying to get something going against Cueto. So Cueto and Brandon Crawford, our stellar performers of the game, sponsored by GEICO, a proud partner of Major League Baseball. And finally, the K-Counter, sponsored by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K. Giants pitchers ended up with 11 strikeouts, allowing only four hits and two walks in this ball game. So now the Giants with a night off here in the city by the bay, but the Houston Astros, a game that will have a postseason feel to it, the best of interleague play. The first-place Astros, who right now have tied the Red Sox for the best record in the American League. They are atop the American League West by six games over the second-place Athletics. And the Astros, the highest-scoring team in the majors, 5.5 runs per game on average. And their three best pitchers will be lined up to face the Giants this weekend. It starts tomorrow, 6:45, with Kevin Gausman for the Giants and Framber Valdez, the left-hander, for Houston, 6:45 tomorrow, and day games on Saturday and Sunday. And we hope you can come out and join us before the Giants hit the road again for these very intriguing interleague series here at the end of July and into the 1st of August. Tomorrow night, 5:45 with the pregame show, 6:45, first pitch on the radio. Thanks to Darren Chan for putting this together and our network coordinators, Mike Holler and Walter Ica Balsetta. I'm John Miller saying so long on behalf of my partners, Dave Fleming, Mike Kruko, and Dwayne Kuiper. We'll see you tomorrow night. The final again today at Oracle Park. The Giants beat L.A. 5-0.
It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a TurboMax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.